production just got kicked up a notch. Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply, it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. During the first half hour, I'll be joined by my co-host, Dr. Jeff Galini, for a Science for Humans, a very important one, one that's a favorite topic of mine. We're going to talk about pre-diabetes. And then I'm going to change up, talk about a new documentary that's coming, and it's actually being, it's as a result of a Louisville native. What will you build with your life? We're going to be talking about a very, very important topic. Actually, a muscle saves lives type topic. You're going to want to stay tuned for that when we get to that. But let me go ahead and roll Dr. Jeff's music because I really want to get into this topic quickly.
This is Science for Humans with Dr. Jeff Galini.
Dr. J, how you doing?
Good, Carl. How about you?
I didn't want to waste any time. I want to get into this topic because this is really a pet peeve of mine, pre-diabetes. So talk about it. And you know, for those people who don't know what is pre-diabetes?
Yeah, you know, I mean, pre-diabetes essentially is a cause when your body isn't able to keep your sugar, your glucose levels, normal in your blood. So essentially your blood sugar is higher than normal, not high enough for them to say it's diabetes, but high enough that you're on your way. And the way that's measured is normal is considered to be less than 100. And I don't know if that's 100 units per
Actually milligrams per liter.
Okay. And then, you know, when you get into the pre-diabetics, and they used to call this borderline diabetes a few years ago, and they didn't like that word, so they now just call it pre-diabetes, is when your blood sugar is between 100 and 125. Over 125, you're considered to have diabetes, you know. So that's as simple as what it is your blood sugar level. And the crazy thing is that, listen to this, more than 86 million American adults are pre-diabetes, are pre-diabetics. And approximately one-third of those are over the age of 18, and half are those over 65. And they're claiming that most of the people don't even know they have it.
Well, they don't know what that they have it. And even when their doctor identifies that they have it, the doctor doesn't do a damn thing about it.
No, because it's a pre. You know, and that's what, as I was getting ready for this show, Carl, that's what really irritates me. And, you know, you and I have had this conversation, is the medical profession just says, oh, yeah, you're pre-diabetes, can't give you any medication yet until you're...
Come back when you're sicker. Come back.
No, yeah, let
me give you an analogy, Dr. J.
Yeah.
So you take your car to the mechanic. I love mechanic automobile analogies. You take your car to a mechanic, and he looks at your car, and he goes, wow, you've got a huge bubble in the front left tire. I mean, the whole interior wall of the tire is worn out. And he looks at it and he goes, but it's not flat yet. He said, so go ahead and keep driving it. And so you, like an idiot, get in the car and you drive it and it blows out on the freeway and you crash and you kill yourself, right? So he says to you, you know, it's he's going to give it a term. It's not accident ready, it's pre-accident ready. Keep driving it until it blows out. That's what doctors do with patients when they come in and their blood sugar is slowly rising and rising and rising year after year.
Yeah, and, you know, they are, let's face it, you know, from one standpoint, the medical profession, they're brilliant. You know, they are some of the most intelligent people in the world. But I'm sorry, it's all about the dollar. You know, they don't keep their job if they are not giving you prescription drugs. That's what it's all about. It's about the mighty dollar.
Right, right. And so let's help doctors that there are doctors out there that are in the know, but there are more doctors that are not. So let's help the doctors and their patients. First of all, if you're pre-diabetic, you're going to develop the same diseases as a full-blown diabetic. It just takes longer. It's slower. We did that show about 4 years ago. A research study showed that people that had high blood sugar between 110 and 125 had the same illnesses and risks as someone who was full-blown diabetes above 125. It just comes on slower. So what can doctors be telling their patients, Dr. J?
You know, let's face it, you know, pre-diabetes is reversible. It isn't a disease that you have and, oh, well, you know, poor me, I'm stuck with it. You and I both know a lot of people who have been diagnosed with pre-diabetes, and if they have a good doctor, they say, you need to lose some weight. You know, you need to eat a healthier diet. But they don't tell them what that is. You know, I mean, people don't know how to lose weight sometimes because they don't know how to change their lifestyle. You know, you should never go on a diet because you're a pre-diabetic. First of all, you are way off track eating, you know, junk and garbage. So get back on a healthier lifestyle. Is your life not important enough for your kids, your family, to take care of yourself? Like you said, I like using the car analogy all the time, too. When your engine light goes on, what do? You better take it to the mechanic because something isn't right. It's saying, look, you are on the road to diabetes. You know, get this fixed and you'll be okay. So what they need to do, Carl, is get on a healthier lifestyle. Number one, exercise. I just read a study this morning. Not that this is rocket science, but it was from the American Diabetes Association saying people who sit around and watch TV are more likely to get diabetes. Huh, imagine that.
Really?
Not to be sarcastic, but
right.
They had to spend millions of dollars for to tell me that. I'm like, we've known that, you know. So get up and move around, exercise. You know, anybody can go out and, you know, walk, join the gym. But too many people, I think, they get into, I'm too busy. I don't have enough time. Well, I don't know two more busier people than you and I, and it's a matter of prioritizing.
That's it, man. What's important to you, you get done. That's right.
I would rather be in the gym than sitting on the TV or sitting on the couch watching TV. I mean, you know, do it at the gym. All the cardio stuff has TVs now, so you can do both at the same time.
Yeah, exactly. Entertain yourself while you do your cardio. And, so and you know, and you know, and just one other thing I want to throw in here. A very well done study that we talked about on the show probably around 3 years ago showed that just standing after a meal, caused a drop in postprandial blood sugar that was equivalent to using glucophage, metformin. Now think about that. So you eat a meal, and what's the first thing people do? They go lay down, they go sit down. No, get up and walk around, get up and stand, get up and do the dishes, get up and put your food plates away. Getting up after a meal can help control blood sugar. It doesn't have to be extreme.
No, no, just like you said, standing, moving, do something. But, you know, taking a nap, sitting, laying on the couch, I mean, get your jaws moving. I mean, anything that gets the blood flowing. You know, the old thing they used to say, you know, oh, you should never go swimming after a meal. I don't know who developed that.
Yeah.
People got this, well, after a meal, I need to take a nap. No, that's the best time to move. So, again, you know, get on some exercise program. It doesn't have to be like what we do. You don't have to go to the gym and squat and deadlift. Walk. Get up and walk. Even if you don't want to go outside, walk around your house. I mean, do something.
You know, we talk about the French paradox all the time, right? We talk about the Mediterranean's and diet, and we talk about how European people seem to be so much healthier than we Americans. Well, one of the things that European people do is walk and ride bicycles just about everywhere. Not everybody has a car. And more importantly, they walk to and from the restaurants that they eat at. And the old Italian people used to go have their heavy meal in the evening, and they'd all go out for a walk after that.
Yep. You know, when I bodybuilded, I mean, after every evening meal, I would go out and go for a walk. I mean, it was just a way to make sure that food was metabolized before you go to sleep. So, you know, that's a very easy thing. Unless you are physically incapable, you know, you're someone, unfortunately, that's in a wheelchair or something, you can still do something. So, again, you know, there really isn't any excuse for the majority of these 86 million Americans. I hate to say this, but, you know, come on, we're a little lazy.
Yeah, a lot lazy.
But again, isn't your life worth it? I mean, you spend so much time washing your car, changing the oil, making sure that it doesn't break down. You can get parts for your cars. You cannot replace parts in your body.
Right.
I mean, it isn't like you can run down the Radio Shack and get a new diabetes meter. No, once you have it, it's too late.
Okay, so activity is a big part of it, as you point out. But diet is also a big part of it. And I want to talk about this because I think, personally, if you're pre-diabetic, if you go to somebody who says, I'm lactose intolerant, if I drink milk, I will poop myself. My stomach hurts me, and every time I drink milk, this happens. Oh, well, I'm lactose intolerant. So what does that person do? They avoid dairy at all costs. Great. Good idea. Well, the pre-diabetic needs to think of themselves as simple carbohydrate intolerant. Carbohydrate intolerant. They need to think about themselves as this. No potatoes, no rice, no starches, no bread, no sugars, all vegetables. Their only carbs should be vegetables. If they think of themselves as carbohydrate intolerant, they can reverse their diabetes probably in a couple months.
Well, and you know, the problem is that I don't know any pre-diabetic who eats whole grain breads, pastas, rice, baked potatoes, and yams. These pre-diabetics are you folks who are eating donuts, sweets. You got to have sugar on everything. I mean, you are that person when they say the average American eats, I don't know how many pounds or tons of sugar a year. That's you. Cut out sugars. You don't need it. You know, get rid of the junk, the donuts, the candy. And again, you know, once you get this under control, that doesn't mean you never do it. But until you get it under control, you've got to change your lifestyle. I mean, you shouldn't be living on this stuff every day. And that goes for, you know, potato chips. I mean, everything that the snack world throws on us are carbohydrates. They are refined sugars. Think about everything, Carl, that people snack on, from, you know, snack mixes to cereals to cookies, candy. I mean, it's all carbs and sugar.
It's all carbs. And the other problem is the American Dietetic Association, the organization that actually creates the standards for diabetic diets. They are misleading their followers. And when you look at who funds the American Dietetic Association, it's companies like Pepsi Cola, Coca-Cola, yeah. Mars. I mean, Mars, they only make candy. I mean, come on.
Right.
These are the companies that fund the ADA. And in turn, the ADA says, oh, if you're diabetic, have you ever walked into a bookstore and saw a diabetic cookbook? And it always has cake and cookies on the cover because they want to convey to people, look, you can still eat healthy and eat this crap if you want to. Don't listen to those people.
Let me tell you something. I actually joined the American Diabetes Association, so I'm a member. And they invited me in October to come and speak and present at their conference. Boy, are they in for a whirlwind.
Yeah, I know. They're never going to invite you back. Here, Carla Dixon... Carla Dixon posted this on Facebook. The American Dietetic Association positions itself as a source of healthy nutrition information for diabetics. Total sponsorship dollars in 2009 were $2,949,786. And here's who it came from. Coca-Cola, Pepsi-Cola, Unilever, General Mills, the National Dairy Council, and Mars. They're all food companies.
Yeah, you know. So, folks, look, the second thing is you got to cut out those sugars, junk. I would say if you just cut out the junk food for 2 months or just had it once a week, a cheat day like we call it in the athletic world, you would have your prediabetes in control within a couple of months. And it only takes about 30 days to develop a new habit, so to say. So, again, it's not like, you know, you can't eat dairy anymore because you have a lactose intolerance. This is about controlling. You know, these things are not healthy. They were not in the American diet 150 years ago, 200 years ago. I mean, this is all things that these big food companies have developed. They make a lot of money, and there's no nutritional value to a Coke, a cola, or a soda drink whatsoever.
Right, right. I want to go ahead and take our break. When we come back, I want to explore this idea of eating healthy. There's a lot of organizations now using the eating clean approach. They're trying to convince people that eating these foods are eating clean. So let's get into that, because that's an area where I think people get confused. How's that sound?
Sounds good.
All right, stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Science for Humans.
How to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide. 4.6 million years of evolution gave us the blueprint for the perfect protein supplement for humans. So why do all protein supplement manufacturers ignore it? We don't. The first human-appropriate protein supplement is Thrive Advanced. Built around the blueprint of mother's milk, Thrive Advanced contains the amino acids, peptides, micronutrients, enzymes, probiotics, and vitamins that support protein absorption and assimilation. All of our dairy proteins come from happy cows on pastures here in the United States and are low-heat pasteurized. You'll never find any artificial sweeteners, additives, or ingredients. You won't even find thickeners or gums in Thrive Advanced. And we back up our label claims with post-production lab analysis that's available right on our website. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Thrive Advanced banner ad and use code SHR and save 50% off your entire order today.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Mitochondrial uncoupling is the holy grail of fat loss. Making mitochondria work harder raises body temperature and metabolic rate without the jitters of stimulants. Now there is an over-the-counter mitochondrial uncoupler that will let you shred your body down to the last pounds of body fat. It's Trojan Horse. This is the supplement breakthrough of the decade. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Trojan Horse banner ad. Use coupon code SHR and save 20% off your order today. BlackstoneLabs.com. Trojan Horse.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing.
Wow, that's an old commercial. The truth is, I've been using CanSee eye drops for 11 years now, and I credit CanSee eye drops as being the reason that I do not need reading glasses at 58 years old. CanSee eye drops improve the quality and health of your eyes indefinitely. That's why I both use and endorse CanSee eye drops. Go to wisechoicemedicine.com and learn about how CanSee eye drops can improve the health of your eyes and the quality of your vision today.
This is the Superhuman Channel, doing reps with the weight of the world.
We're going to get into this now. Welcome back to Science for Humans. Okay. First of all, I got to tell you something that I'm shocked by. The words eating clean have been hijacked. It's a term that came from bodybuilding. It's a term that came from bodybuilding, folks. No one talked about eating clean before bodybuilders did. And that's because they had a dietary template that was designed to give them the maximum amount of results, muscle building, with the least amount of body fat. And these were whole foods, and they were not sugars. They were not what are called acellular carbohydrates, like breads and stuff like that. They were yams, rice, red potatoes, lean cuts of beef, salmon. This is what eating clean is. But the industry has hijacked the term. Guess who has an eating clean campaign now, Dr. J? You will never guess in a million years.
Oh, who?
Panera Breads.
You're kidding.
No, they have a whole eating clean at Panera Breads, eating clean at, so, but they hijack the terms, you know, whole foods. And they say you need to stay away from processed foods. Well, what do you think the original processed food was hundreds of years ago? It was bread. Because you couldn't pick grain and eat it. You had to process it. You had to grind it. You had to process it more. A lot of times you had to soak it, and then you had to soften it, and then you had to bake it into... There is... The original processed food is bread.
Yeah, you know, and you're right. I mean, the bodybuilding world, we developed that clean terminology. You know, it was just a way of communicating, you know. And it was more like, hey, so are you now eating clean? Because if you weren't, you were somebody new, and we wanted to tell you what to do. But that's what clean eating is about, is not adulterating your food.
Right.
I mean, don't take chicken, fish, steak, and deep fry it. You know, don't kill it. You know, don't take, you know, baked potatoes and yams. And I'm Italian, so, you know, I got to throw in pasta and kill it.
Right.
It's what you put on it. You know, I call that adulteration. I mean, you know, salads. Don't go buy that junky, sugar, high, you know, corn syrup, fat dressing. Make your own, or just use balsamic vinegar or something. I mean,
right.
There are so many ways to make things delicious. But again, you got to want to. You know, if you want to be a diabetic, then you better turn this show off and don't listen to it. But if you're concerned about not becoming a diabetic, you know, that's what we do here, is we try to give you information. One other thing I wanted to talk about too, Carl, is because most of the people don't even know they're pre-diabetic, are some of the symptoms that, you know, you can be aware of that tell you that you are in that, you know, 100 to 125 pre-diabetic stage.
Okay, what are they?
Yeah, so one of them is like a blurry vision where you just have kind of sudden spikes and dips in your blood sugar. Your vision will just start to blur.
Mm-hmm.
So that's one side effect. One of the main ones is excessive thirst. And I'm not talking about, you know, being out in the heat and running and exercising. I'm just talking about, for no reason at all, you are thirsty. I'm not going to get into why your body does that. I just want to kind of talk about some of the symptoms. Stubborn wounds or infections. You know, if you have wounds that are just not healing, and I see a lot of people that get a cut or a bite and it doesn't heal, you know, again, that's an indication of poor circulation from that blood sugar. If you are tired all the time, this is probably one of the biggest ones. Now, obviously, fatigue can be caused by a lot of things, but again, if you have fatigue and you have one of these other symptoms, you need to get your blood sugar checked so you know what you need to do. If you got a sudden, unexplained weight gain or weight loss, you know, when your body is unable to get the energy it needs from blood glucose, it starts burning other things for fuel. So a lot of times, pre-diabetic people will just start losing weight for no reason. But then on the other end, that also makes you hungry, so you eat more, and then you have weight gain. And the last one are darkened areas of skin.
Yeah.
And it's usually patches that are on, like, the back of the neck, under the arms, the creases of the elbow. This isn't like, you know, from sun or lack of vitamin A patches sometimes that people get on their face. These are actually big, darkened patches. So, again, those are just some symptoms that tell you, hey, you know, something isn't right, and you might be in that pre-diabetic stage.
You know what those dark patches are? That's advanced glycation end products. And if it's happening on your skin, it's happening inside your body too. It compromises entire organ systems. It's not a good thing. So, one other thing that I think you'll find humorous: about 2009, I had gone to the Sam's Club in my area with a recorder, a clipboard, and a pen. And I was asking people if they ate healthy, and then I asked them if I could look in their shopping cart. They ran me off after about the third person because they told me I couldn't do it, the people from Sam's Club. But I asked everybody if they ate healthy, and everybody, well, the three people that I did get to ask, I asked if they ate healthy, and they all said yes. And then I asked if I could look in their shopping cart, and I was speaking into my recorder of what I saw. And what I saw were packages of Jimmy Dean's frozen sausage sandwiches and Hot Pockets and, you know, lots of breads and pastries and very, very little protein, if that. My problem, or I guess my question is, to those out there who think they're eating healthy, are you really eating healthy? Whose template are you following? What do you think is healthy? You need to start asking yourself that question. Because if you're eating healthy and your blood sugar is rising continually every time you go every year, the doctor goes, oh, you know, your blood sugar's a little high again. You're not eating healthy. That's the acid test.
Yeah. And, you know, that's a hobby of mine. I love looking at what people buy and putting up on the checkout. And then I look at them, and you can tell before you even look at the person by looking at what they have. But here's the thing about eating healthy. If it comes in a box, you are not eating healthy.
Yeah, if it has an ingredient list on it, right.
Yeah, that point blank. You know, get back to basics. I mean, you know, again, don't be lazy. We got to start cooking. You know, quit eating out. You know, well, I'm so busy, I got to go through the McDonald's drive-thru. No, you do not. You know, bodybuilders have been prepping their food for the entire week for years and years and years and years. And bodybuilding is more than just the big, you know, 300-pound guys. You know, it now has expanded into fitness. And I can guarantee you that Olympic athletes, that all these athletes that you are seeing, they're in shape. They prep their meals. They got their meals made for the week. They put them in the freezer. Carl, you and I do it. We got Hot Logics. We got six-pack coolers. I mean, it doesn't take that much more time. It takes more time to run out to the drive-thru at McDonald's than to bring your meal with you.
10 minutes before this show started, I had a fantastic meal. I cooked a yam at home and brought it in, and I had a can of wild-caught pink salmon. That entire can is 30 grams of healthy fats and 76 grams of healthy protein. I ate it right out of the can. It took me 5 seconds to open it, and the meal was finished in 5 minutes. Now, people are going, oh, that's gross. Yeah, you think it's gross? It tasted delicious. It tasted fantastic.
That's my backup protein source is a can of salmon or tuna. I mean,
right.
You know, the good stuff. But, again, it just comes down to prepping. Hey, I want to tell you something real quick.
Go.
So I got a big old freezer full of beef. Well, I found a guy that has grass-fed lambs.
Oh,
so I just found,
man.
My lamb is done. I'm so excited.
Oh, I love lamb chops on the grill. They're the best, especially when they have marrow in the bone. I'm coming. I'm not waiting till November. I'm coming this weekend.
Oh, I got a whole thing. Hey, the other thing I wanted to mention to everybody, if you're listening live, tonight at 7 o'clock p.m. Mountain Standard Time, that's 6 o'clock California, 9 o'clock New York, Dr. Jeff and Supplement Santa have Christmas in August. So you've got to log on and like my Facebook page. I'm going to be live at exactly 7. And it is going to be one spectacular giveaway.
Check it out.
A box, Carbolin Hydrate, a wad of cash, and a few other things. So somebody is going to be a very, very, very happy winner.
Very, very cool. Supplement Santa is at it again. Dr. J, thanks for everything you do, brother.
Thanks, man. Take care.
See you next week.
We'll talk to you guys.
Okay. All right, we're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we're going to talk about a new documentary about a kid named Colin Clark. You got to hear this story. It's fantastic. Stay tuned.
How to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym?
You will now,
thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Anabolicminds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenidrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenidrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenidrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
4.6 million years of evolution gave us the blueprint for the perfect protein supplement for humans. So why do all protein supplement manufacturers ignore it? We don't. The first human-appropriate protein supplement is Thrive Advanced. Built around the blueprint of mother's milk, Thrive Advanced contains the amino acids, peptides, micronutrients, enzymes, probiotics, and vitamins that support protein absorption and assimilation. All of our dairy proteins come from happy cows on pastures here in the United States and are low-heat pasteurized. You'll never find any artificial sweeteners, additives, or ingredients. You won't even find thickeners or gums in Thrive Advanced. And we back up our label claims with post-production lab analysis that's available right on our website. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Thrive Advanced banner ad and use code SHR and save 50% off your entire order today.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at LivonLabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's LivonLabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, Labs.com.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. You know, for about the past 5 years, we've been doing Muscle Saves Lives episodes about how the pursuit of physical culture, the noble pursuit of gaining strength and muscle, has changed lives, changed the trajectory of lives, actually given people lives where they didn't have any. And we in this audience know how that really works and what it does, but people in the general population may not. As a result, there's a new documentary that has gotten a green light to be produced. That's going to talk about the journey of a 23-year-old man named Colin Clark, who has Down syndrome, and This is actually started out as a local story. I've got L. Brent Jones. Brent is the promoter of the Kentucky Muscle and the Derby show here in Louisville. We've had him on the show many times. How you doing, Brent?
I'm doing good, Carl. Good to be on.
And then we've got Eric Hart, who is actually an entertainment attorney, and his discussion in this it plays nicely as well. How you doing, Eric?
I'm well. How are you, sir?
Good, good. So let's start from the beginning. Colin Clark met up with why can't I forget his name now? Isn't that what's
Glenn Ubler?
Glenn, and I know Glenn too. I'm sorry about that, Glenn. Met up with him in the gym and approached him one day and said, you know, I want to do this. I want to start weightlifting. And Glenn took him under his wing, and take it from there, Brent.
Well, Glenn contacted me about 5 months out from last year's Kentucky Muscle and told me he had the special needs young man that wanted to, his dream was to be on a bodybuilding stage. And I told him, I said, you know, I think it's a great story. I think it's a noble pursuit, but I know, and I have experience with relatives that have Down syndrome, how much of a struggle it is for them to lose weight. And I told Glenn, I said, you know, I don't have a problem. I said, but, you know, he needs to be in shape, and he needs to look like he belongs on stage, because we don't want to embarrass him or, you know, downgrade the show or anything like that.
Right.
And he said, Brent, I'll get him in shape. And sure enough, he did worked a miracle. The young man lost something like, I think it was 50 or 60 pounds, and put on about 10 pounds of muscle and competed last year.
How did he do in that event?
He ended up fourth, and then we gave him a special award for most inspirational. We thought just his story alone would inspire people just to, you know, to get in the physical culture, to, you know, try to take care of themselves, you know. So, but, you know, he worked a miracle, and his story went viral. I know Glenn did a piece in Evansville at a local station. That went viral, and then we had so much media at the show covering it. It was really an inspiring story.
Wasn't it also covered on GMA or one of the morning shows? I remember on a national level. I feel like.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, it hit almost every news station. Right. I know it was on CNN. It was on Fox News. It was on I think Good Morning America. It was almost every periodical I picked up had the story in it. I know Cosmo contacted me, Time contacted me, so it was in, I don't know how many stories.
I'm sorry to cut you off. I want to read a quote here because it's important that I read this quote to set this up too. Colin was quoted as saying, fitness changed my life emotionally and physically. And that's what we talk about on the show when we talk about physical culture. So, you know, we people out there who have, their lives have somehow been affected negatively by some event or some illness, always find a happier life when they're attracted to physical culture. It's an amazing thing. And we, you know, it's not drugs, it's not anxiolytic drugs, it's not antidepressants. It's better than that. It's something that actually gives people purpose in life again. It's a wonderful, wonderful thing. So, Eric, how do you get involved in this? You're an a big entertainment attorney.
I'm retired now. I retired here in Kentuckiana about 3 years ago. My hobby is collecting cars, and Brent asked me to bring one of my cars out to the Kentucky Muscle show for the competitors to sort of pose in front of and things like that. I'm not a bodybuilder. I'm the average person who, you know, I try to eat right, try to exercise. I want to lose 10 pounds or so. But what I, you know, it's my first bodybuilding show, and I was just amazed. What these people do is extraordinary. You know, the dedication, the sacrifice, getting down to 0% body fat. So, you know, I was amazed, and, you know, Brent treated me like a rock star, and we became instant friends. And he took me backstage and introduced me to Colin while he was preparing to go on for his you know, competition. And I was just as inspired as everybody else. He's, you know, just a great kid. And a few weeks later, I was in Vegas, and my phone rings, and it's Brent, and he asked me to sit down with Glenn, Colin's trainer, and to discuss, you know, a possible movie. And, you know, my response was, well, I'll take the meeting when I get back, but I'm going to tell you what I'm going to tell him. I'm retired. and that's what I thought I would say. And I think, in fact, you know, when the meeting started, that's exactly what I said. I said, you know, I'll hold your hand, but, you know, I'm retired. I don't really want to get back in. But then, you know, Glenn started telling me the story of how he and, Colin met, and, you know, the friendship and the bond that they, you know, they did. You know, I was skeptical about a movie initially because, you know, the bodybuilding movie has been done. It was Pumping Iron. They did it 40 years ago. You don't really need another one of those. You're
right.
Never going to have
right.
another Schwarzenegger, another Ferrigno. You know, what are you going to do in 2016? You know, everybody belongs to a gym. We don't go enough, but, you know, it's not sort of the novel thing it was in 1976.
Well, and plus, if anything, from those meager beginnings, as you point out, bodybuilding has become sort of an aberration to a lot of people, right? Because, you know, the bodies have become so large, so freakish that the average person can't even relate to it.
Right. And I, you know, so that was kind of my mindset. You know, is there a movie here? Is there a story here? You know, should a Down syndrome kid in 2016, you know, bodybuild? Sure. You know, okay, film over. There's no debate.
Yeah,
how do you
stretch that out into a documentary, right?
Right. But, you know, as Glenn starts telling me the story of, you know, how he meets Colin and the relationship that they build, that's the movie. That's the story. It's Karate Kid, but it's with Down syndrome instead of Cobra Kai.
Right.
You've got this mentor and this student, and, you know, Colin goes from basically being incredibly introverted, incredibly shy, debilitatingly shy, and now he's out doing motivational speaking. That's the, you know, and to bring it back to how you started the show is, you know, it changes lives. You know, the physical transformation, we all know if you eat right and you exercise, you're going to, you know, it doesn't matter if you have Down syndrome or not, your body's going to look better. This is a mental transformation. This is a spiritual transformation for this young man.
Yeah, but I gotta intercede here for a second. So anybody who really does what we do in this audience will tell you that spiritual, emotional, and mental transformation happens as the body changes. It's not like I can say that when you start to see the changes in your body, when you start to realize that you can deadlift 600 pounds, when you start to realize that you can do these things that you never thought you could, the mental side of it upgrades. And you'll hear people tell you all the time that we're just average people, that once they started doing CrossFit or once they started doing powerlifting or once they started doing bodybuilding, they became better dads, better moms, better at their job, better at everything. So I understand what you're saying here, but it's not a surprise to those of us who do this that it would have this effect on Colin, quite frankly. I want to take a break, and when we come back, I want to talk about the documentary itself, what we should expect, and when it'll be out. Stay tuned. You're listening to Superhuman Radio.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing.
Wow, that's an old commercial. The truth is, I've been using CanSee eye drops for 11 years now, and I credit CanSee eye drops as being the reason that I do not need reading glasses at 58 years old. CanSee eye drops improves the quality and health of your eyes indefinitely. That's why I both use and endorse CanSee eye drops. Go to wisechoicemedicine.com and learn about how CanSee eye drops can improve the health of your eyes and the quality of your vision today. Mitochondrial uncoupling is the holy grail of fat loss. Making mitochondria work harder raises body temperature and metabolic rate without the jitters of stimulants. Now there is an over-the-counter mitochondrial uncoupler that will let you shred your body down to the last pounds of body fat. It's Trojan Horse. This is the supplement breakthrough of the decade. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Trojan Horse banner ad. Use coupon code SHR and save 20% off your order today. Blackstonelabs.com.
Trojan horse.
What do professional athletes such as Kobe Bryant and A-list celebrities such as Selma Hayek have in common? They are all touting the benefits of bone broth. But unless you have countless hours to cook every week or can hire your own personal chef, you're probably missing out on these critical nutrients. Osteobroth is a high-protein, standardized, consistent bone broth in a convenient powdered form. Use promo code SHR for 20% off at osteobroth.com.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your question. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
The category killer just got upgraded in a big way. New MassPro Synthogen X2 is here. Take it before and after training and recover faster than with anabolic steroids. Visit Synthogen.com and use coupon code SHR15 for 15% off. MassPro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where brawn and brains finally meet.
Welcome back. We're talking with Brent Jones and Eric Hart about a new documentary that's coming out about a young man's journey, a young man named Colin Clark, who is 23 years old and has Down syndrome, but his pursuit of bodybuilding has changed his life. Brent, when I said that before, would you agree with what I said, that everybody who really digs into this journey upgrades their life in every area? When you first became a bodybuilder, didn't it change everything about you?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I think it gives you a little swagger, that this undercurrent of confidence that you get by, you know, not just controlling your environment, but in controlling the way you look and feel. And it's empowering.
Yeah, absolutely. So when will the working title for the documentary is The Build. Obviously, that's what you're working with right now, but that's subject to change as you get closer.
That's likely to change.
Eric, when do you see this being, when is this going to start being shot?
Well, as soon as I told Glenn that I was in, but that I was, you know, I wanted to take a back seat, I called up a producer friend of mine who I've known for about 20 years, Maria Panetta from Los Angeles. She runs Emerging Creation Productions. And I told her the story, and at the end of it, she said, "Yep, I'm in." So, you know, I think it's great to have her as a producer and director, you know, with a woman's touch and, you know, woman's storytelling ability. And I think Colin will be able to, you know, interact with her better. We'll be filming here for what, the next 3 months? When is Kentucky Muscle, Brent?
It's October 28th and 29th.
So that will probably be the, you know, the climax. And I, you know, honestly, win, lose, or draw, the young man's already a winner. We, you know, we're going to be able to handle it no matter what way. But after that, you know, Maria has the hard work of going into the editing bay and actually becoming the director, because, you know, a documentary, you get the film you get, and then you make it into a film, you know, in the directing bay, in the editing bay. So, you know, we're looking probably December of 17 or winter of 17 for a release.
That's exciting.
Yeah. You know, and there's another story here other than Colin, and I think it's Glenn. You know, during this meeting, I grilled him. You know, I'm an attorney, and I asked him some really tough questions to see if I could, you know, get to any self-serving, you know, on his part. And what I found is he's just one of the kindest, gentlest human beings. He's, you know, he's a big guy. He's a bodybuilder, you know, and he's huge. But he's just so sweet and humble, and he convinced me his heart's totally in it for the right reasons. And, you know, I think that that's our story is, you know, Colin can inspire anybody. You know, what's your excuse for not going to the gym? It doesn't come close to his. But, you know, Glenn should inspire people to be Glenn, too. You know, you see someone who needs your help, go do it because it's the right thing to do. And you'll find, I think, that Glenn probably grew out of this as much as Colin did. So that's where we're coming from.
Yeah, I think it's great. I think it's inspiring. But I also think it's inspiring for the Down syndrome community, too.
Oh, absolutely.
I remember about 5 years ago, 6 years ago, I was at a powerlifting competition up in Ohio. And there was a young man with his dad there. The young man had Down syndrome. And he was an amazingly achieved powerlifter. I think he was about 26 or 27 years old at the time. But, I mean, he had like a 500-pound bench press. I mean, it was just, you know, this is one of those things where this is why physical culture excels in this area. Because you have all of these social constructs that we live within. But when it comes to raw strength, when it comes to achieving physical adaptations, all those constructs go out the window. They are no longer measuring you. They are no longer barriers for you. And this is why I think that people who have physical limitations, they should be attracted to physical culture because it is the one way that they can free themselves completely. Adolfo Cerame was on this show 4 years ago, 5 years ago, on a Muscle Saves Lives episode. The poor guy, you know, he's paralyzed from the waist down. He's in a wheelchair. He entered bodybuilding competitions. He did well. Naturally, these were wheelchair-related bodybuilding competitions, but when a guy gets into the gym or a gal gets into the gym and it's them and the weights, and that is where the construct is, they find out that they are actually better than other people. They can achieve better things than other people. And all of a sudden, they feel like, well, if here, why not elsewhere in my life? It's a fantastic thing. I think it's wonderful.
And I think that, you know, with Colin actually competing, you know, he's not competing in the special Kentucky Muscle. He's competing against, you know, regular bodybuilders. And he has just as much a chance if he puts in the time and the effort as they do to succeed. And, you know, that's kind of what's extraordinary about this.
So I guess this year's Kentucky Muscle will be extra special, huh, Brent?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we're really looking forward to this. And it was special last year, too. I mean, it was so incredible to see Colin on stage and see where he came from and the finished product that he brought on stage. And I think everybody that was there was just in awe and was, you know, just encouraged. Just to see him.
He went from 37% body fat to 7% body fat, and he lost a total of 64 pounds for that competition. I mean, that's any person would be impressed to be able to do that themselves. That's fantastic. Fantastic.
Yeah, I was floored when I saw him because I saw the before pictures that Glenn sent me, and I had my doubts that Glenn could bring him in, and but he did, and it, you know, it changed everything for that young man and Glenn and myself, too. I have to say that it really inspired me to
fire
I know.
I started lifting again.
I was just going to say, Brent, we got to get Eric in the gym, it sounds like. He's saying, I'm trying to eat.
Yeah,
I'm trying to do this. No. There's no trying about this. Come on.
I was a college football player. I'm now bench pressing about 30 pounds more than I did in college.
How exciting is that? How about that?
Yeah. So, you know, that show changed me too.
Yeah,
it was, you know, and I loved meeting Brent. You know, we've just become fast friends. And yeah, if you're a bodybuilder, it is a class show to come out to. If you're a spectator, it's, you know, it's a great show to come out to.
Yeah, and now you got your swagger back, Eric.
You know, I was, you know, entertainment attorney for Spelling Entertainment. I don't know if I ever lost my swagger.
Yeah, I guess you're right. I guess you're right. Yeah, that's true. Anyway, listen, I think it's a great thing. I want to have you guys back on as we get closer. I would love to know more about the behind the scenes type of stuff. Maybe we could tease with it as the year goes on. That would be great. Fantastic.
Excellent.
And I'll see you soon, Brent. Probably bump into you in a restaurant.
Yeah, no doubt. No doubt.
All right, listen, thanks for being on the show, guys.
Thank you.
All right. Take care.
Thanks for having us.
All right, so really, that's all I got for today's show. So what we're going to do is we're just going to go ahead and say, loved having you as my audience today. Hope that you enjoyed the show. We'll see you tomorrow with more Superhuman Radio.